Sparta. Pisistratus was an easy travelling companion. Like Telemachus, he had been a babe in arms when his father left for Troy. He was sensitive enough to understand that the Ithacan was very deeply worried. He set about cheering him up as they took turns to drive their chariot towards Sparta. Nestor had provided 4 armoured outriders to serve as protection. "Not that there are any bandits hereabouts," he reassured Telemachus. "No travellers have been robbed, raped, or killed on this road for days?" Telemachus laughed. "Have you been to Sparta before?" "Many times, but just for the games, hunting, things like that, never to the royal palace." "Will we actually meet Helen, do you think?"
"No reason not to. It'll be one up on my brother."
"But he was there, surely, at Troy when it fell. He must have met her."
"No, no. Menelaus went to find her and took her straight back to his ship. Thrasymedes says he did catch a glimpse of her as she was taken aboard, but she was wearing a veil."
"But I heard that as she and Menelaus made their way to the ships, a big gang of Greek soldiers blocked their way. They wanted to stone her to death for being the cause of the war. But she lifted her veil, and they were so stunned by her beauty that the rocks fell from their hands and they let her pass. That's the story I heard."
"Oh, there's always a story. You wait a few years and they'll be saying that the whole Greek army lay down in the mud to let her walk over them. Or that Aphrodite flew down and magicked her aboard in the form of a swan."
"Ooh!" Pisistratus threw him a sharp look. "Don't mention swans if you do see her. Her father was a swan, don't forget."
"Her father was Zeus."
"Zeus dressed as a swan?"
"Not dressed, surely."
"Well, in the form of a swan."
"And she and her sister Clytemnestra were hatched from eggs,
along with their brothers Castor and Polydeuces, who now twinkle above us in the form of stars in the sky."
"Do you believe any of those stories?" asked Telemachus. "The gods moving amongst us and transforming themselves into birds and beasts in order to, you know,
in order to fuck attractive mortals?"
Telemachus tried not to look shocked.
"Well, yes."
"Our fathers and grandfathers certainly believed it," said Pisistratus with a lofty snort of contempt. "Half the royal population of the Mediterranean claims divine blood. But I've never met so much as a nymph, let alone a god. Have you?"
Telemachus was silent. He thought of Mentes and Mentor and those deep grey eyes.
"Have you?" repeated Pisistratus.
"No," said Telemachus. "No, of course not.